like songs you can dance to? Or you like songs about dogs? This next one is about both.
That is right. In fact, how many people out there actually play bluegrass music? That's what I want to know. Okay. Of those of you who play bluegrass music, how many of you play a tune called Angelina Baker? It's a smaller subset. All right, smaller subset of the musicians in the audience play a tune called Angelina Baker. Well, let me tell you, this is what everybody... A great number of people begin their bluegrass careers with Angelina Baker, and we show up at you know, all these bluegrass festivals. See, we get hired mistakenly because, you know, they're really, you know, we're the closest that we're sort of kind of an old time band. We're a string band, you know, with old timey influences, whatever that is. Anyway, we find ourselves in these bluegrass jams sometimes. It's always an exciting experience where we attempt to pretend to be bluegrass musicians, and we always look at each other and you know, we try to think of creative ideas of songs we can play together, and, well, it ends up coming down to this one, which some people call Angelina Baker, but you see, we're, like, from the old-time tradition, and we learned it from Raina, so it's not Angelina Baker to us.
It's Coondog.
Hey, how would y'all feel about me inviting my mandolin teacher out here to show you how it's done? Goes. Greg Shockett's going to help us play this one. Kunda!
Alrighty. Okay. So it's danceable. It's about a dog. And it's featuring none other than Greg Shockett on the mandolin. We expect to see some movement.
You will be judged.
I'm still waiting on the crowd surfing. Come on, people.
Thank you.
can't thank you enough for the crowd surfing.
Greg Shockett!
Ladies, is it the first time?
That was the first time. Greg Shockett over there who inspired
everybody.
Greg Shockett. Okay, Greg Shockett really did it. I was going to say it was the first time Uncle Earl inspired crowd surfing, but I think it was Greg Shockett.
It was totally Greg Shockett.
Awesome. Thank you anyway. It was beautiful.
I feel better now. Thank you.